The Oscars are long over, except on the covers of magazines in the supermarket, but a new novel called My Last Movie Star has an Oscar shoo-in as its heroine. Allegra Colman, the fictional actress, is a Goldie Hawn-ish spiritual daughter of Marilyn Monroe and Italy's Monica Vitti. A jaded entertainment reporter goes to interview her. They take a road trip, which is headed for a crash. Novelist Martha Sherrill is writing about fame, celebrity, and the role of bottle caps in the life of an actor. Learning to act. Allegra Colman hammers bottle caps on the walls of her garage.
She pretends that the bottle caps are the lens of a camera, and she's learning how to act with different parts of her body and being aware of different places where the camera might be by concentrating on the bottle caps. And this is, it's actually a real method that I read about years ago that Robert De Niro used or still uses.
A way to be there for the camera, to be totally still until you need to move and never forget where the lens is.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
The people who cover actors, you're also writing about, the celebrity reporters. Would you mind reading how your reporter describes herself and her peers?
Rising stars, cresting stars, fading stars, has-beens making comebacks, plugging a new movie, plugging a memoir, sporting a new hairdo or spouse. It was a pathetic life and deeply unimportant work. But it had saved me in a way, lifted me out of New Jersey and the tragic blandness of my past.
Well, your reporter, Clementine James, is visited by the ghosts of all kinds of Hollywood, great Hollywood movie sirens from days long ago, Dorothy L'Amour, Loretta Young, Gloria Swanson, and they talk to her about fame and what happens when fame goes away. Gloria Swanson says it's all the attention you could ever want in life and somehow never enough.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like when you talk to people about it and when you read the memoirs of these actresses. There's a lot of regret and kind of bewilderment, as though their past and the fame and acclaim and all of that was just this wonderful blur, and then all of a sudden they turn 40. You know, it's something that I've been aware of since I was a little girl. My mother was an opera singer for the New York City Opera Company, but grew up in L.A., and in order to pay for very expensive voice lessons, she took a job as a governess, first for Warner LeRoy in Beverly Hills, and then for the actress, the magnificently beautiful actress, Hedy Lamarr.
Wow.
And my mother was the governess to, I guess, Hedy Lamarr's two children. And she made an enormous impression on my mother and something that she sort of passed down to me. And she would tell me stories of Hedy Lamarr when I was a girl and about how Hedy Lamarr would wander her enormous house, room to room, crying about getting old.
Oh.
She was 33.
Oh, Lord!
And, you know, that image just was so poignant and profound to me. As a child, even, I remember thinking, you know, this great beauty, mm-hmm. incredible luck she'd had, and great career and talent and all of that, and her utter misery at watching it all slip away.
Yeah. But in the moment, and you're right about this very well, because Clementine, your reporter, suddenly discovers she becomes famous herself. Right. And she writes what that's like to be at the receiving end mm-hmm. of all of that adoration from the fans. Would you read that part to us, please?
Okay. People wanted me, needed me, reached out and repeated my name, a blur of hands and voices like a prayer, a chant, a song of the crowd. The way I imagined a mother would say it, Clementine, oh, Clem, I was beloved. As the crowd roars its roars, I looked up again at the blur of faces and hands and glistening, and I felt something unexpected and strange. A joy, a jubilance, a sense of warmth and unyielding gratitude. And what I had always assumed was a downside of notoriety, the throngs, the sick and scary throngs reaching out to devour you, became at once a bath of lushness, fullness, a bath of love. The swarm wasn't a swarm, but an embrace, and the calls were cheers.
Wow.
I think that, you know, and fame, as much as it's written about and as much as we talk about it, it has all kinds of subtle seductions that you're not aware of until it begins to happen to you.
Your novel is called My Last Movie Star, but in the course of it, various characters ask one another, who was your first movie star? That is, who was the one that you fell in love with for the very first time. May I ask you? that question. Who was your first movie star, Martha Sherrill?
Well, you know, it was Jack Nicholson. I really, really loved him.
How'd you get over it, or did you?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. I think you can learn a lot about yourself if you pay attention to who you fall in love with on the big screen. And it took me a long time to figure out that, you know, you're not really falling in love with Jack Nicholson. You're falling in love with a mix of sort of Jack Nicholson and all that he exudes and the character that he's playing and the characters that he tends to play. And I think after, I don't know how many years, it dawned on me that it was the anger that I liked and that, you know, maybe I had a thing for angry men and maybe that wasn't so great. So actually it was quite helpful once I figured it all out.
He did you a good service. Martha Sherrill's book is called My Last Movie Star, A Novel of Hollywood.